and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled Fullness of Life.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast. For they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus replied, "You may go. Your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover, and they told him, "The fever left him yesterday about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live," and he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. And this is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. At this point of Lent, hopefully, we are experiencing Jesus calling us deeper into the Lenten journey and into the fullness of life. In our liturgical readings, we are now contemplating Jesus as presented to us in John's Gospel. John's Gospel is dominated by the mystery of the Incarnation, the gift of life. The Johannine Jesus mainly reveals himself in his relationship to the Father. Eternal life is now for John, just in the way the synoptic writers speak of the kingdom. John's narrative is punctuated by highlighting the importance of the Jewish liturgical feasts, such as dedication, tabernacles, Passover, all of which speak about the sacred value of life, the gift which Jesus proclaims he came to give us. "I have come that you may have life and have it to the full." Sadly, in our world today, we continue to experience a life crisis. Life has little or no value. The war in Ukraine highlights this and challenges us to ask the deep questions. What is life all about? This crisis can catapult us into keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus and imitating his attitude to life. Jesus always found a way to choose life and invites us to do the same. So what pictures of life does today's gospel conjure up in our hearts and minds? When a child dies, there is deep sadness. So when the royal official came to Jesus to say his little boy was ill, we see how Jesus was moved deeply to the point of restoring the little boy to life. The royal official knew he could trust this man who had already been recognized for his gift of healing and compassion. Now imagine the mothers and sisters who will be crumbling these days as they receive news that their sons and brothers have died, lost their lives in combat. Jesus really understood this poor man's anguish, and we witness a beautiful interplay of life as hope is turned into faith. The royal official knew Jesus got it when he began to speak of signs. However, he did not enter into this discussion. His plea was, "Come with me before my child dies." His only focus was life for his son, and anything else was just a distraction. The focus for Jesus, too, is life. He knew the scriptures and would be very familiar with the quote from Deuteronomy, "Choose life that you may live." In John's Gospel, we have many miracles where Jesus raised people to life, a precursor of what was to happen to himself. We notice from this Gospel how life presents us with a time lapse. It was while the man was still on his journey after being sent home by Jesus that he received the word his little boy was alive. Healing often takes time. We need to learn to wait for God. It is hard to watch and wait as we ask the question, where is God in all of this? We want instant answers. Many parents and families are struggling today with how to keep their children safe and alive from COVID. The thought of losing a beloved child to death is not an option. That is not what life is about for them. Yet watching and waiting can change us as our hearts are opened to the pain of daily dying. We are dying daily, and hopefully this experience opens our hearts to the beautiful gift of life promised by Jesus to those who love, to the one who says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The Gospel invites us to acknowledge our own pain and grief and bring it into the light of the love of Jesus. In this way, we align ourselves with his movement into life, a movement of freedom, growth, compassion, and kindness. Amen.